and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, your host. And as always, I'm really glad that you've decided to join us. So we tell stories to identify ourselves, to relate to other people, and to interact with the world around us. Stories matter. They matter so much. And it's why I do this job. It's why I find this job so important. It's also why it does great damage when stories are not told authentically, when they are not allowed to be shaped and crafted by the people at the center of the narrative. This is something that happens all the time to African Americans. We have often been captured and made into caricature by people who don't really know much about our lives, who don't really care to know the intimacy and richness that exists within and between us in our community. A new series on PBS, though, tries to highlight stories of African Americans in a way that goes beyond a lens that distorts or mischaracterizes. Making Black America, which is hosted by history professor Henry Louis Gates Jr., demonstrates the vast social networks and organizations that are created by and for Black people all throughout American history. And as part of the Making Black America series, each local public television affiliate station has the opportunity to focus on some local topic that ties into the theme of the series. Detroit Public Television and WDET have teamed up to host a town hall on the history and future of Black fraternities and sororities and their connection to Detroit as part of this Making Black America series. Mark Lee will be moderating a series of conversations with local members of the 9 fraternities and sororities that make up Black Greek life in America. And he's here with us now to discuss what kinds of stories are going to be shared at this event and what the Making Black America series is all about. Mark, welcome to Detroit Today.
Stephen, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we start specifically talking about Black fraternities and sororities and HBCUs, I want to talk about Making Black America. It focuses on the importance of Black institutions and organizations, and it's trying to show people how Black organizations serve and have served Black people. It's such a wonderful framing for, I think, this time when all of a sudden it's much more important to let people tell their own stories, to have platforms for those stories, and to interact around the telling of those stories.
I couldn't agree more. I think that, you know, Black people have had a tremendous role in the history of this country, and as a people have had to overcome certain challenges. And one of the concerns that I have personally is whether or not, you hit the nail on the head, are these stories being portrayed accurately? Are we getting an unfiltered view of these stories? And it's important that, you know, people share these perspectives in a way that other people can learn from these stories. So, for example, even locally, here in the city of Detroit, there's a lot of discussion, for example, about Black Bottom and the history of Black Bottom in Detroit, but not many people know the history of Black Bottom. So I think this series is very important to share a perspective for other people to understand the trials and tribulations and the successes that African Americans have had over the years.
Yeah. And the idea of focusing on HBCUs, on fraternities and sororities, I think really highlights an important pillar in the African American community, especially here in Southeast Michigan. Talk just a little about the plans to host these town halls.
You know, thank you. And the town hall is very important because we want people to understand the historical context of Black Greek organizations. Not many people know they date back to the early 1900s when many African-American students were not admitted to Greek organizations while they were a predominantly white institution. So basically they were isolated on campus. So just think about that. You're on campus. You can't really study with anybody. You can't really socialize with anybody. So what happens is a group of African-American students, male and female, fraternities for male, sororities for female, came together and established their own organizations to help them to socialize into the college life, to understand the educational system. So they basically became a support system. And not many people know that historical context of the Black fraternities and sororities. So the town hall really is going to begin to focus on that history, focus on the relevancy, the importance of black fraternity and sorority life in our country's history. And then we're going to kind of take that journey and talk about that journey of the history, talk about why they're still relevant today, what are some of the issues that are confronting the black community that the fraternities and sororities are dealing with, and then looking forward, how do you maintain relevancy of these organizations looking ahead by connecting with the younger generation? Because there's still a gap, you know, between the more mature fraternity or sorority person versus a younger person who may have a different perspective.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to share a little clip of Henry Louis Gates in the trailer to the Making Black America series.
Throughout our history, black Americans have, with great ingenuity and imagination, created a world with its own values and rules. A world defined by unfettered racial self-expression. A world behind what W.E.B. Du Bois called the veil.
So let's talk about how this series kind of comes together. Of course, Skip Gates is someone who has focused for a really long time on black storytelling and and the spaces in which we can do that, creating spaces for us to do this. But how does this series give viewers that look beyond the veil, and what kind of spaces is it showing us?
You know, I think this series is going to pull back that veil, quite frankly. We've been hearing a lot of discussion about is the true American story being told. And I think what his perspective, his objective is to pull back that veil. I have to always like to say, take the wallpaper off the walls. and let's look at the blank wall, quite frankly, and let's look at how that wall was built in terms of paintings and putting the wallpaper back on. So I think the series evolves that way. I know that beginning October the 8th, he's going to be focusing on a series of topics that are important, social issues, educational issues that are important within the black community. And I think what we're going to do with this series, focusing on the black fraternities and sororities, is to kick it off from a Detroit perspective. These fraternities and sororities, Stephen, have played a major role in Detroit's history. We have the fraternal houses down in Midtown that are historical. They have historical landmarks. Not many people know that. Not many people know that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Right.
Not many people know that there are other members of the sorority. Kamala Harris, currently the vice president, is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. So let's understand in the context of these nine organizations that produced legendary people who have made an impact in this city as well as the country. And I think that's part of bringing back that veil, so that people can see beyond the obvious.
Yeah. So also there is this there's this history that all of us have as individuals with black fraternities and sororities, right? My mom is an AKA. My uncle was an Alpha. This is part of black life in a way that I think a lot of people outside of our community don't necessarily understand. It's different from predominantly white fraternity and sorority life in the way that it permeates so much of our lives outside of college or even outside of actual membership in a fraternity or sorority.
Absolutely. And in full transparency, I want to say I have been a member of Alpha Phi Alpha since 1979. My mom is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. My dad, to your point, he was a member of Vega Psi Phi fraternity. So my aunt was a member of AKA. So in my family alone, right there, you see four different organizations being represented. And I think the fundamental difference is I think a lot of the white fraternities and sororities, they certainly have a role. And they focus on certain things within the overall community. The difference is within the black fraternity organizations, they played a vital impact on this thing called community service. You will find fraternities and sororities getting out into the community, becoming engaged with the kids, raising dollars to give back into the community. They have focused a lot on education. We know that we have illiteracy challenges here in Detroit, depending on the numbers you believe, 47% illiteracy rate in the city. And so a lot of these organizations are giving back and focusing on illiteracy and on education. Another key area is health and education, health and wellness, We know that we have higher challenges when it comes to high blood pressure and diabetes and things like that. So these paternity facilities are focused on those types of issues and economic development, helping people to launch a business, understanding the parameters of launching and starting and growing a business. And there are many more things these organizations are involved in. Unfortunately, a lot of people in the general community will think of these organizations as throwing parties or being social organizations. That's not the case at all. They are much more than throwing parties and being social organizations. They are much more community-driven organizations that support the initiatives of the city and the state and the country.
I'm talking with Mark Lee. He's the founder and CEO of the Lee Group, which is a local marketing firm, and he's going to be moderating a panel discussion at Wayne State University about HBCUs and the importance of black fraternities and sororities in American life. It is part of a PBS series called Making Black America, which is hosted by Harvard history professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. We're talking about that role that HBCUs and black fraternities and sororities play in black life. Also about the storytelling that's important from the black community right now in terms of telling our own stories, being able to own the platforms and the distribution and, of course, the shaping of the narrative of those stories. We want to hear from you during the conversation as well. Are you now or were you part of a black fraternity or sorority? What was that experience like for you? What did it do for your life and your career? How did it shape you into who you are today? Also, give us a call and tell us about the importance of storytelling in your own life, in your own community, and being able to tell those stories yourself as opposed to relying on somebody else to get it right. As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation that way. Mark, Detroit historian Jamon Jordan is going to provide background and history on some of the city's landmark black fraternity houses, which is another thing that I'm not sure lots of people know about. There are some really important spaces all around town, some of them still here. Talk about what some of them are and why they're so important to Detroiters.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to tell you. Again, as we talked about in the educational experience, how the fraternities and sororities started, the feeling of isolation, the houses are another part of that. It's a gathering place where people, think of it this way, you're going home. You have cousins, you have family members, and these fraternity houses in Detroit are a way of going home. So, for example, Kappa Alpha Psi, Omega Psi Phi, Alpha Phi Alpha, they have houses. These are all historical houses. They're in Midtown Detroit, not too far from our beloved public library. I think they're on Ferry Street down there, and I've gone down there. And what they represent is the opportunity of people coming together on a Friday evening to socialize. There's an opportunity to come together and provide educational opportunities for our young people. So it's a place where you can go home and be yourself. And these houses, Stephen, they date back 100 years. Mm-hmm. So they have grown to the city of Detroit. They've gone through changes like the city of Detroit. But these houses are now part of, they have historical designation from the state of Michigan. And they are some of the most beautiful, ornate buildings and houses that you will ever see in Detroit's Midtown area.
Yeah. So we should also talk about the presence of HBCUs and the fact that we're getting not a new HBCU because it existed before, but there's an HBCU coming back to the city of Detroit, and that's actually a really exciting development. Talk about the Lewis College of Business.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible. It's really, you know, for native Detroiters like me and you, we've heard of the old Lewis College of Business. It's being repurposed. And it's really, I think it's been engaged with a major sneaker manufacturer. And they're going to be focused on providing design opportunities for our young people. And it's a great opportunity for them to continue to learn. So in other words, if they have an opportunity, they want to learn about designing clothes, designing shoes, and the creative arts, if you will. So it's being repurposed to bring the arts to the young people through education. The young people can now go to that Lewis College of Business, for lack of a better phrase, and really learn the design components if they want to focus on that as they think about their career moving forward. Again, this is another part of the story that needs to be shared. The narrative that focuses on the positive of these organizations and these institutions making a difference, not only in the more mature person's lives, but also our young people's lives as well. So I think I applaud what's happening. It's phenomenal. I'm excited about this impact it's going to have on the city of Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, Mark Lee, president and CEO of the Lee Group. It was really great to have you here to talk about these town halls. Talk about how people can participate in these town halls.
Yes, briefly, I want to make sure I acknowledge all nine fraternities and sororities. So the Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, Delta Sigma Theta, Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta Phi Beta, Sigma Gamma Rho, Iota Phi Theta. And the town hall is going to be held this Tuesday, September 27th at 7 o'clock in the Community Arts Auditorium on the campus of Wayne State University. People can register in advance. It's free. At 7 o'clock, it's free. And they can go to Eventbrite and register on the website there at Eventbrite. They can type it in. And we look forward to having as many people as possible. And we want to make sure they are engaged. And I also want to say that clips of this interview will be featured on your show, American Black Journal, mm-hmm. in the upcoming weeks as well.
Yeah, and that's on Detroit Public Television. You can also watch the Making Black America series by Henry Louis Gates every Tuesday in October at 8 p.m. Beginning on October 4th on Detroit Public Television. All right, Mark Lee, always great to talk with you. Thanks for being here with us on Detroit Today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, we are going to go back to raising just a little money. We want 30 gifts this hour during Detroit Today. 30 gifts, that's not that many if you think of how many of you are out there sitting, listening. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 800-959-9338, and help support this show that you get so much out of and that I love doing every day. All right, and after we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to continue talking about Detroit, but we're going to pivot a little slow a bit to talk about a new nonprofit that is promoting equity in corporations here in the city of Detroit. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.